This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now that the election is over, Americans can return to one of our great obsessions, picking over the minutiae of celebrities' lives, if indeed anyone ever stopped doing that. Every Monday night at a small cabaret that is packed on Manhattan's Upper West Side, real celebrities put on a show called Celebrity Autobiography in their own words. Jeff London took in one of the shows.
The idea is simplicity itself. Have a really good comic actor read from a celebrity autobiography for fun and laughs, like Kristen Johnston of Third Rock from the Sun.
Hello, everyone. I will be reading from Mr. T, The Man with the Gold, an autobiography by Mr. T. Here is the unadulterated truth, told, written, and spoken in such terms that even a fool can understand what I'm talking about.
Celebrity Autobiography is the brainchild of comedy writer and actor Eugene Pack, who's something of a connoisseur of these often remaindered books. He thought the grandiosity and banality of some of them would make for a comic evening, so he invited some friends to try it out in Los Angeles.
Instantly, it seemed to work on stage, bringing these words to life, these oddball passages, and it's just taken off and really caught on with audiences.
After a long run in L.A., Pack brought the show to New York, where a rotating cast of actors, ranging from Matthew Broderick to Andrea Martin to Paul Rudd, take the stage to deliver excerpts from books by pop icons, large and small. Saturday Night Live's Will Forte says he tries to show up whenever he has a free Monday evening.
It's such a fun show to do because you don't have to memorize anything. You're up there for a pretty short amount of time, and then you just get to enjoy all these other great people. It's always a really fun collection of people.
The Dirt by Motley Crue. And this section was written by Tommy Lee. The chick was Heather Locklear, and the guy who introduced us was my accountant, Chuck Shapiro. He knew Heather because his brother was her dentist.
It's the meticulous recounting of details that most of us ignore in our own lives that make for some of the funniest moments in the show. Former Saturday Night Live cast member Rachel Dratch is a frequent performer. One of her favorite passages comes from Good Morning, I'm Joan London.
I kind of figure that, like, maybe somebody told her to just write down every single thing that happens to her in the morning. Don't leave anything out. So she, you know, bothers to tell you that she tears a little semicircle in the lid of her coffee cup to keep from spilling it on herself.
I always lay out the clothes I'm going to wear into the studio the night before. These are casual clothes, not those I'll wear on the air. I stack them in the order that I put them on. That is, panties on top, then bra, skirt or pants, some kind of casual shirt or sweater, socks and shoes. Outside, the limousine is waiting.
While they mine the stories of celebrities for laughs, Eugene Pack and Will Forte insist.
It's all done with love, though.
The whole thing is done with affection and just fun and love. It's not, none of it is meant to be negative or mean. I mean, that's why people have a great time. It's just fun.
Still, after performing for several months in Celebrity Autobiography, Will Forte and Rachel Dratch say they're not tempted to write their own.
I don't know that I felt the need to do an autobiography.
I prefer reading people's autobiographies to writing my own.
That's good.
Much less work.
Celebrity Autobiography, in their own words, is playing an open-ended run at the Triad Theater in Manhattan on Monday evenings. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And you can hear more performances from Celebrity Autobiography, in their own words, at npr.org.